Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We back, y'all. Another glorious week, man. We still alive. If you're watching this podcast right now, if you're looking at it right now, whether it be on your YouTube, on your phone, whatever, you're doing all right. If you can watch something just, you know, just as careless and as casual as this podcast, that means life ain't so bad. Well, it could be bad. You could be going through it and you could be watching this for relief. But the blessing is you can still watch something. You can still comprehend. You still got a phone. You still got the internet. You still got access to, you know, entertainment in some form or fashion. That's a blessing, right? And you woke up to see it, right? You're conscious. You know what I'm saying? Those are the blessings. Those are the many wins in life. I hope y'all been doing the August challenge that I set forth, where you are appreciating the moments within the moment, and you say that you appreciate it within the moment. You know, like if you're having a good time, if you like what you see something that's dope, if you're having a good meal, whatever the case, I want you to say it out loud when it happens, as it's happening. I'll be doing that, especially when I'm eating something that's good. I'll be like, yo, man, this. Yesterday, I had a green juice on the free. I was like, can I get a drink? She's like, yeah. She gave me the cup. I was like, how much? Nah, don't worry about it. I was like, you know what? This is great. It was good green juice, too. I tore it down. I tore it up. Just those little moments like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my co-host extraordinaire, water. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Got water in the house. I love water, man. It's the best. I bathed with it today. I got intimate with water. It was all up in my crevices today, on this very day. All in my armpits, my neck, the back of my neck, the cheeks, toe creases, man, water. Y'all don't appreciate it like you should. I know you don't. You be talking about other stuff all the time. I be seeing y'all posts. You rarely mention water. I be like, where's the water at? You be talking about, let's get some drinks. Where's the water in this, though? And when y'all be clinking drinks, ladies, when y'all be clinking drinks when you go out and y'all do the boomerang where the drinks come in and then they go out to show us that you out on the town, how come it's never water? I want to see the water clinkage. I want to see that when you go out. I want to see the waters connected. And I don't like how water is disrespected in the toast. Because sometimes when I'm out with friends, they'll be like, man, a toast. I try to come in with my little water. They'll be like, Tone, man, get your ass out of here. And I'll be like, oh, sorry, guys. And I scurry off into the bushes of shame. But I'm hydrated, though. But, you know, I'm an outcast. I'm the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but I'm hydrated. Stop doing this like this, man, just because we ain't got no liquor. Just because we ain't got no champagne, man. Let us get in on the toast. Because I guarantee you this, water is the reason for the season. I tell y'all this all the time. Ain't no toast if we ain't got no water. Y'all ain't celebrating shit if the if water was like, you know what, we out. What if water packed its luggage and left in the dead of night? And we wake up, all the water is gone. What you toasting then, huh? What you toasting then, huh? It's a celebration. No, it ain't. Ain't no celebrations. It's death. You're going to dehydrate. You're going to mummy up, but you're going to be dead. You ain't even going to have the energy to even lift up a glass because water left. So a toast right now to water, goddammit. I'm coming in hot, and I'm smashing your liquors. Respect water, man. Love it. Kiss it. Make out with it. Hold it. Cherish it. I got Leah on the ones and twos today. Amir is missing in action. You know what I'm saying? Leah was in Portland recently, and I'm a fan of Portland as a city. Portland, one of the best things about Portland is that they value local businesses out there. They value it. You know, I feel like every time I'm in Portland, I rarely see like chains of just like, you know, the normal, the usual suspects, Target, Walmart, Smart and Final, goddamn, well, Starbucks is out there, of course. Starbucks is just the new flies and roaches. Starbucks is just everywhere. You cannot escape. You know how you just see ants, flies, roaches? They just out. And I feel like Starbucks is just everywhere, man. Enough. All right, man. All right. Coffee. Okay. Damn, man. You getting money. Starbucks is dead. That's Starbucks. That's what Starbucks is. And it's been that. Enough. But Tony, you don't drink coffee. I don't. But enough of Starbucks. They're everywhere. People strung out. They leaving their families, beating the kids, losing the house. Because of coffee addiction. I can't do it. You're ruining lives, Starbucks. But your banana bread is fantastic. that's why I'm hating. That's why I'm hating. The banana bread, man.
Do you get it warmed?
Oh. The warm banana bread at Starbucks. I could bathe in that. They just be sitting there. You know, they got the old slice on display, and I'll take the old slice. Give me the 7-Eleven old slice of banana bread. Heat it up. But it's crusty. I don't care. Crust me off. Pause. That sounded filthy. Crust me off. Oh, that banana bread, man. IG Live, I'm cutting you off. Speaking of crusting you off, I'm cutting y'all off. I want y'all to join the Patreon, though. If you in here right now and you didn't hear my sales pitch from earlier, I want 10 new Patreon members today. You know, I know y'all was having a good time. I know y'all was having fun. You don't have to lose this because the Patreon members are in here. They in here right now having a good time. They saying, cut the camera off. I want y'all to not be cut off. Join the Patreon, man. Get in on this. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab and join up. Get in on it, man. I want 10 new members. Thank you, Coco, for being one. But if not, you can see this episode when I drop it tomorrow on my YouTube page or wherever you listen to your podcast. I will be there. Don't be coming in here dissing Doughboys Live. Don't do that. That's my boy. But yeah, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab. Join it. I would love to have y'all in the Patreon circle. I would love for you to be a patron saint. Get in on it, y'all. All right. I'm cutting this feed, but we're going to continue on. You know what I'm saying? We going to continue on right here, right now. Okay, all right. Shout out to the patron saints in here, man. Kanisha, that guy Kev B, Passionate for God, David Williams, Carla Renee. All righty then. Christina Williams, Sherry Tucker, David Williams, Vinny Hughes, Candy Cammy, SF4D9 girl. SF49 girl? Is that what? Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Randomly, CJ, LaToya, Christina, Lana, Ann, Eshort Sachs, Kobe Maguire, S Money 45, LaToya, Cat James. What's going on? You see, I got your bracelets on that you made. David Williams. David Williams. KC, Aries Taurus. I need you to make a decision on that. You're going to have to make a decision, Aries Taurus. I need to know where you at, where you're standing. Either way, you got horns, so there's that. They put the two horns together. They should have put all the horns together in one back-to-back-to-back. So bring up Capricorn with us. So it'd be Aries, Taurus, Capricorn, and then you can get into the, you know, the twins and the... Oh, my bad. The twins.
Easy.
And the virgins walking around. How many humans are in the zodiac? Virgo, Gemini, Aquarius, Sagittarius, 50%. Those are all the people. And then you got a scale. You got a crab and a scorpion. You got a... Two fish tied together is just trash. That's probably the worst. And no disrespect to any Pisces out there. No disrespect. But visually, if you picking like what looks dope, you know what I'm saying? Because my soul, I'm kind of an Aquarius. If we talking about buckets of water, you know, I'm the Aquarius. You see me by the river? It's Aquarius. Oh, hey, y'all. Hey, when's your birthday? That's me all day. But two fish tied together. That's just, it's flimsy. Like when you see people fishing and they got their little catch of the day and they be all proud and it's two dead fish tied together, you be like, oh, they dead, y'all. Or you could be like, yeah, throw that on the grill. Either way, it's not like powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's not a powerful visual. Like, you look at a bull when it's standing there in all its glory, or like a big ram, and they got the full, thick crowns at the top. And then you look at two twins talking, they could be dope as hell. Or you got like a lion, a big-ass lion with the mane. That's fire, you know. I don't know how cool a virgin would look, but they look cool too. You know what I'm saying? When you think of the 40-year-old virgin and how he was looking on the cover. You know, that's a good look. But two fish tied together, man. Put that on the football helmet and tell me if that's like the team you rooting for. The San Diego Pisces. I'd be like, man, watch out, man. We about to run y'all down, stiff arm. You got to look at the, could you make it a sports team? And no disrespect, Pisces, please, don't get offended. I'm not talking about your attributes and your personalities. I'm just talking about the visual that represents when you was born. Scorpions look cool to me. They got this. They got that on the back end. They be like, yeah, this. You don't know where you're going to get hit from. You're like, I'm going to grab you here. And then I'm going to be like, cack. It's a lot of weapons there. I feel like scorpions don't use their claws like they should. I just want to throw that in there. I'm like, how are you getting eaten by stuff and you got all that weaponry? How you going to let a praying mantis get the best of you? Every time I see a scorpion go up against a praying mantis, the praying mantis comes out on top. I'm like, man, why y'all letting this punk, this skinny punk, beat y'all, man? You got two hands. You can keep him at bay. Like, hey, man, grab him by his little head and keep him at bay. And then bring your tail in for the rest. What you losing for? Scorpio, scorpions, I mean. Crabs, too. Crabs be taking L's. I'm like, you got these big-ass hands, and you're losing. You shouldn't even be getting grabbed by fishermen, man. Grab their hand when they try to grab you. Be like, nope. Ah, got, oh, shit. It's got me, man. Tom. Steve. They got me, man. Y'all squandering these weapons. I don't get it. I do not get it. I'm sick of praying mantises winning all the time. They be winning. I be like, man. I seen the Praying Mantis. I meant to do a voiceover to this video. It was a Praying Mantis eating a hornet. Not a hornet. Yeah, one of those big murder hornets. It was another hornet backing up the other hornet. So it was eating the Praying Mantises at the torso. Just completely ate through the whole praying. And the Praying Mantis was still eating the other hornet. Didn't even stop chewing. I'm like, bro, you were literally getting eaten in half back there. He's like, nah, man, I'm still working on this. All right. Can you imagine if you eating a meal while getting eaten, but you never stopped? You're like, man, this pasta right here is just to die for. I'm like, yo, they're literally, look at your torso. And then when you done eating, you ain't got no bottoms. You fell off the table because you ain't even. Damn, my bottoms was gone. Why y'all ain't tell me? You was focused on the pasta, man. I tried to tell you they was eating you. Oh, I ain't know. So that really lets me know that I don't think bugs feel pain. I know they go back and forth with that. But that's just proof to me that he never stopped eating up top. Oh, I'm gonna find the video and post it and talk about it. But it was like, he never stopped eating that hornet. But the other hornet was like, if you gonna eat my homeboy, I'm gonna cut you in half. It's the best I could do. Meanwhile, the homeboy getting eaten was like, can you hurry up? He's like, nah, he got you. So that was a crazy visual. Anyway, let's get on these topics. But first, I got an ad. I got bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? We got an ad this week. Masterclass, okay? Masterclass is, you can basically get a class from the people that are the best, some of the best in their field. And you get in-depth insight and knowledge into what they do. Like, for example, I always bring up Aaron Franklin. He is a barbecue master. And I like watching his videos because even though I'm not eating barbecue, I'm still marveling at, you know, his technique, how he does it, how he gets the fire going, how he cuts, how he seasons. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm just marveling at that. And they have a wealth of all kind of classes for you to choose from, no matter what you're into. They got arts and entertainment. They got business, community and government. You know what I'm saying? Since we in these political times, you can do a master class on politics and economics, social change and advocacy, cultural history and identity, philosophy from the likes of George W. Bush, Paul Krugman, Bill Clinton, Doris Goodwin, Hillary Clinton, Cornel West, Noam Chomsky, you know what I'm talking about? And they talking about all kind of stuff. So it's like, whatever you into, design, let's say you into design and style, design and architecture, makeup and beauty with Bobby Brown, not that Bobby Brown, but like a different Bobby Brown. Jen Atkin, Carla Welch, Tan Frantz, Corey Damon Jenkins. Now, I don't know any of these people. I don't know who they are, but you know, y'all might, you know, style for everyone, interior design, all kind of stuff. But that's the beauty of masterclass. You know what I'm saying? You can get introduced to all kind of things that tickle your fancy, and you get introduced to these different people with dope, in-depth classes in the arts and entertainment. Like, let's say acting and comedy. That's my wheelhouse. They got classes from Steve Martin, Amy Poehler, Judd Apatow, Helen Mirren, Sam Jackson, LeVar Burton, Natalie Portman, Penn and Teller, Nancy Cartwright. Just to name a few. Directing and filmmaking, you got Aaron Sorkin, the Duffer Brothers, Ron Howard, James Cameron, Hans Zimmer, Martin Scorsese, David Lynch, Spike Lee, Jodie Foster, Werner Herzog, Danny Elfman, Mira Nair. Let's say you in the sports and gaming, though. You know what I'm saying? Coach K is in this thing, man. Lewis Hamilton, Wayne Gretzky, Steph Curry, Serena Williams, Simone Biles, Tony Hawk, man, you name it, they up in here giving you the master classes, so you be a fool not to get in on this, man. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor, and you can access Masterclass on your phone, the computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. All right, you can build your confidence through the through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. You can use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler, or you can turn your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. So right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/verbal. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/verbal. Masterclass.com/verbal. Don't forget to throw that verbal in there. I need the money, man. I need the money. Not that I get a percentage of that, but I'm just saying, like, if people come in with the verbal, they're going to know, man, we got to keep running the ads with Tony because they be coming through. Masterclass is a good time. So I feel like y'all should benefit from that because I want y'all to improve your life. I want you to be into things. I want you doing stuff and trying things and learning and growing and watching and enjoying. I want all of this for you. I want the best for you. All right, so let's get into some topics right here, right now. First of all, elephant in the room is the Olympics. Olympics was crazy. It was going down. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot happening in the Olympics. The Olympics seems like a glory. Like, can you imagine being in the Olympics? It's just like a big-ass festival. It's like one of the oldest festivals around. You're there, you know what I'm saying? You nervous, you know, say, when's your event? He'd be like, yeah, I got one on Tuesday, and then Thursday I go back up. And they just building and connecting and just like representing their countries. The world is coming together under one umbrella. It's an epic like ordeal. And you know, we got our issues with America. But we all turn on that patriotism when the Olympics rolls up. How many medals we got? Oh, we now, huh? And I'm guilty of it. Like, you know, I'd be like, America, get on my nerves with this. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all embarrassing me. Stop being in other people's business. But when the Olympics come, let's go. I'll be sleeping with my American flag sheets. Got my pajamas. Nah, I ain't going that far, but. It's funny how we come together and then, you know, we back divided soon as it wrapped. Soon as the closing ceremony just blew out the flame. All right, man. This country on some bullshit, man. Let's talk about what's real. Sick of y'all, man. And the Olympics are going to be here in 2028. Let me tell you what's not going to be here in 2028. Breakdancing. It's a one and done in the Olympics. One and done. Thank you, Australia.
Ray Gun
ruined everything.
Did she?
She came in with the fluff, and they was like, that's what went viral. That's what we saw. They're like, all right, y'all, we tried. The Olympic Committee is like, we tried. You're out. Never mind the fantastic breakdancing I saw from other people. Ray Gun went viral, and It was terrible. But that's going to be the face of breakdancing in the Olympics, unfortunately. Because there was some cats in there really getting down. And I was like, yo, let's make this go viral. Nah, man. Ray Gun. So now we just like, well, damn it. But I feel bad for Ray Gun.
I don't think she feels bad.
She doesn't?
I don't think so. Like all her interviews, she's like, well, I just had to give him a good show.
Okay.
I'm an artist. I was being artistic.
That makes me feel better then. Because I was worried about her well-being.
I think she's fine.
Okay. If she's good, then I could be like, that was terrible.
I hope she knows.
You got to know. She's you stunk up. Know. You stunk up, Paris.
Kangaroo?
And she really thought she was bringing the swagger, the way she was looking at the camera before she began, like, I'm about to tear y'all asses loose. I was like, what you about to do? And she was a dust mop on that floor, man. It was just ridiculous.
She was a dust mop.
Man, the moves. I was just like, what are you doing, man? Get in there. Nah, this. But my thing is, who did she beat to get there?
Was there another dancer?
Because you got to qualify.
She comes from a dance background. She's like ballroom dance. Like that's her background, jazz kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they don't have those in the Olympics. So she was like, well,
I'm going to dance. I'm going to get this off.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Because I feel like to qualify for the Olympics, you got to go through the qualification process and beat. You got to be the best of the best in your country. So I'm like, who did she go up against to get that qualified? Because what if they was worse than her?
I mean, maybe Australia knew. We're not break dancers. We don't do this. And she was like, I'll do it.
And here you go. It was terrible. But I'm glad she's good, though. I'm glad she's taking it on the chin, you know. Because I always, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, when she's doing, she's basically Elaine from Seinfeld. Doing the kicks. Stuff like that, they having fun, they just doing stuff, and I never want people to just be like crying themselves to sleep at night because, you know, the internet is a cruel place. And so I was just like, man, this is terrible, but is she good? But now that I know she's good and she's still fine. I feel better about critiquing the dance routine. It was some bullshit.
She's a white woman. She, like, you have to know what you were doing.
You knew, white woman. You knew.
You knew.
And now breakdancing is out of the Olympics. Come on, man. Come on. You ruined everything, man. And another thing that's being talked about now is that, you know, Jordan Chiles, they want her to give her bronze back because of, you know, the discrepancy they had with the outcome. And so, you know, everybody's like, nah, man, you know, let her keep it. And, you know, they're doing the appeals and denials. I think she has to give it back. So, and that's the thing, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know about the athlete on the other side of this, but I'm sure it's stressful for both athletes, like, you know, Jordan and the girl. Romania? Was she? Romania or something like that. And that's stressful, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's a big deal. Like, even though it's a bronze medal or something, it's just bronze. Just? How many Olympic medals you got? Somebody was like, it's just bronze. Just bronze. Give me, I will take the penny of the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? Give me the penny. I will take it. You ain't getting, I mean, how many medals you got? How many Olympic medals you got at the crib right now that are yours? Give me that bronze. I'll take it. And Jordan, man, she worked hard for it, man. They be working hard for this. All the athletes, you know. So, and I was joking on my Instagram, like, you know, you would have to catch me to get the medal back. I'm on the run. I will run for 4 years until it's time for the next Olympics. Then I'll give it back. Oh, y'all was looking for me? Here. I didn't know y'all was looking. I didn't know you wanted it back, homie. I'll be like Debo. Yeah, I got the bronze medal. It's just over here, man. I ain't even know you wanted it back. And then just steal on whoever from the Olympic Committee is there to collect. Knock them out. But I feel bad for Jordan, though. You know what I mean? But
because now I think she goes down to fifth place. It's not even fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
That sucks.
It's not nice.
Did she get a gold, though, within the group?
She did, yeah, for the all.
So she still has a gold up in up at the crib.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And though, man, they was killing on the track, man. That track and field, them women in the track and field, they was killing. Sydney and them, man, They was dusting up. When I watched that 400 relay, it was ridiculous how far ahead America was. It was just like people in the back, they was switching leads back there. It was exciting in the far back because they was like fighting for that second and third. They was moving ahead. America was so far ahead, I was just like, well, damn. They was out of here. It was like, I ain't never seen nothing like that. So it was just dope to see. And they tore it down, man. So props to all the Olympic athletes, man. No matter where they place. The experience and following all that was fantastic. The U.S. men's basketball team, they won the gold. So now they are world champions. Noah, I know you was clowning basketball players. And world champions? The world? Well, now, yes. They are world champions, Noah. You got to atone for what you said. You got to atone for what you said, Playboy. You gotta give them the props now, man. I want to hear the props, you know? NBA, they are world champions now. I'm glad Steph Curry cooked in them last two games because he's like, Steph Curry is like my favorite, outside of Derrick Rose, Steph Curry is my favorite NBA player that's currently playing. And I'm always rooting for that guy because Steph Curry just seems like he's just having a good time. Like, it seemed like he'd just be having fun on the court. He'd be doing his things, and he's one of the best to ever do it. And he just seems like a kid playing at the local gym. Like, that's the energy. That's the carefree vibes I get from him. I know he cares about the game and competing, but he just comes off as just like a natural vibe. And it's just like, and he's not like super freakishly like, tall and big. He's just a regular 6'2". I mean, that ain't short. But in the NBA world, it's like you a good 5'2" on the court at that height. So shout out to them for winning the gold. The gold. The Olympics was a good time, man. And they done. So we'll talk about the Olympics again in 2028, Lord willing, inshallah, that we all, you know, still around. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be cocky. I don't ever want to be cocky about life. Like, man, I'll see you in 4 years. I hope I see you in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Should be happening. It's wild out here. So Kirk Franklin was in an interview, and he was talking about how marriage is weaponized within, like, you know, the Christian community, we're just in the Black community and conversations and spaces like that. And what he meant by that was, like, there's a lot of scrutiny and judgment on people that aren't married and the pressure to be married and all of that stuff. And it really creates a real sense of anxiety in people that feel like they don't have value because they're not married. And I feel like that's trash. It's garbage. Ain't no other way to slice it. And, like, you know, I know a lot of women. I listen to women beyond the dating space. You know, a lot of people just listen for dating and hooking up when it comes to the opposite sex. That's all we want to hear from you. But when I'm listening to, like, you know, stuff that women go through, and first, in side note, I don't see how dudes... How y'all don't know women a little bit better in terms of, like, you be in relationships with them for long periods of time. You be straight up married to some. You be long term. And you still don't really know what women go through outside of, you know, relationship shit. Like, you don't be listening. Because I feel like women be talking, man. You know, when you live with a woman, they be yapping it up. You don't tune in. You just be waiting. What was that you said? Food? Sex? Oh, all right. Anyway, so, like, you don't be tuning in and gathering, like, insight into what it's like for them. And so I just be wondering, like, because y'all sound clueless and tone deaf in the comments section about women a lot. Not all y'all. I'm not talking about all dudes. I'm talking about a lot of y'all. The so-called, yeah, I know women. I'll be taking them down. I'm a man. Yeah, because a woman, you know, I know everything. Let me think. I don't think y'all really be knowing. And I'm not sitting here like I'm a know-it-all. I don't be knowing everything either. But I'll be listening and gathering and paying attention, and I'll just be like, I hear about the anxiety that when women visit their family members, whether it be their mom, their aunt, elders at the church, older family members, whatever. When you getting married? You ain't married yet? When you getting married? Why you ain't married? What's going on? And don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that. Stop asking people, when you getting married? You don't know what's that doing to them. Stop asking. Don't ask. How hard is it not to ask? You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. Because you don't know what that is creating in a person when you just, you ain't got no kids? When you getting married? What's going on? Now they over there battling with like feelings of self-worth. You know, oh, I am struggling, this, that, and the third. And you got a lot of people settling for marriage or rushing into marriage just because of the pressure of the church. Or the family. Like, oh, I got to be married. Some people just want to be married. And that's cool, you know what I'm saying? To want to be married, but don't just be looking for any old marriage that you can scoop up. Don't just be married just to be married. And some people marry, they marry fast just so they can smash. I'm horny, man, let's get married, let's just do this. And then the rest of your marriage is trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their own evolution into marriage and what that means for them and what that looks like. It's not going to be the same for everybody. I always say this all the time. Every relationship is a fingerprint. It's individual to that particular relationship. There's no cookie cutter set up for none of this. So every relationship is different and unique in how you approach it. And it's two individuals coming together. It's not a simple, let's just get married. And then, but you're still dealing with two different individuals, two different mindsets, two different personalities, two different ways of life. Two different approaches to how life is playing out for them, a whole different list of goals between two individuals. It's a lot going on into marriage. So just because you married don't mean you got it figured out or you better than these single people, because some of y'all marriages is trash. Let's just be honest, man. Y'all married, but this shit's raggedy. You've been married for 15 years. How long you been happy in that goddamn marriage? And there are benefits to marriage. And I'm not sitting here slandering marriage at all. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. Like when it works, when it's clicking, when it's firing on all cylinders, when it's a healthy marriage, when it's a good one, the financial benefits, the family benefits, it's fantastic. It's glorious. But the reality is a lot of marriages just don't work out. And we see it all the time. You're not blind. How many divorced people do you know personally? For me, you know, I'm coming from a place of divorce in terms of my parents, my siblings, myself, you know what I'm saying? My ex-wife's siblings as well, you know, her parents are still together 50 years in the game, but divorce is all around. So just because people are married doesn't mean they have it figured out. Doesn't mean that they're the gold standard. It doesn't mean that they're in a healthy relationship. You know, and so for them to be sitting there, yeah, I'm married. I'm better than you. I'm like, are you? Are you? And there are a lot of happy, healthy, well-adjusted single people out here too. And some people just have standards that they won't compromise on. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather be happy in my little standards than sitting here settling and then you're miserable in the marriage. Now you're getting raked over the coals. Now you're stressed out. Now you're in therapy. Now you're doing this, that, and the third. Then you get split. And then, you know, now you're in court. Now you're doing all this. Now you're scrambling and hustling. So it could be all types of, like, bullshit attached. So I just feel like we got to stop putting the pressure on people to be married, especially when you ain't the one in the marriage. Like, I don't ask people when they get married. I'll be like, now if they get engaged, I'll be like, all right, when's the date? They'd be like, I don't know yet. All right, I'm done. I'm done with the questions. And then I come back with the questions on the back end. All right, the wedding's this June. All right, what I got to wear? All right, I got to wear a suit. Then that's when I start cutting up. So I got to wear a suit, hard bottoms. Oh, where the wedding going to be at? Oh, man. The El Paso? Oh, I hate it there. I'll be there, but you know. But stop putting that pressure on people, especially women. Women be getting pressurized. They get pressurized more than men. And being that I'm single out here, you know, women be asking, Tony, would you get married again? That'd be the question. And I'd be like, yeah, I'll get married again. But I'll tell you what, I'm not rushing into no marriage. I'm not getting forced into one. I'm not racing no clock. You know, I got to feel it. And if it flows, then we there. So, you know, so yeah, marriage is dope. And I'm for getting married again. And if I never get married again, I'm fine with that too. That's okay. I'll still be a valuable human in some form or fashion. I'll just be a solo McGee dude, you know what I'm saying? Look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, man. They ain't married. They ain't been together for decades. They look like they having a good-ass time. They out here smiling, dimples flourishing. Every time I see them, they be like, ha-ha, I be laughing. Now, mind you, they could be yelling at each other at the crib. I don't know. But it look like they having a good time. And they never been married. You know, strive for just a good connection. How about that? Strive for that good connection, that quality partnership. And mind your own goddamn business. That's a glorious, man, minding your own business? Oh. You want to talk about what's fun? Oh, man. Minding your own business? Worried about your own shit? Oh. That's fun in the sun. That's what, like, what do you like to do for fun? Mind my own business. You want to play? That's a good ass time, man. Deal me in. Shuffle the deck of minding my own business. I'm not asking you when you're having kids. I'm not asking you when you're getting married, man. That ain't my business. Oh, man. It's a glorious time. Minding that business. Whew. Oh, man. You talk about fun. That's high fives right there. Booties clenched. Mind your own business. That's all it is. At the church, mind your own business. Stop putting that marriage pressure on people, man. I don't want to hear nothing about no... They trying to destroy marriage, man. Ain't nobody trying to destroy marriage. If they was trying to destroy marriages, they'd be putting stricter laws on getting married. They'd be doing all other kind of red tape bullshit for you not to be able to get married. You can get married tonight in Vegas, right now. Ain't no boogeymen out here. They trying to destroy marriage. We do a great job on our own, destroying our own shit. We don't need no agenda for it. Divorces have been out here cracking for a long ass time. Agenda free. Some people just don't work. It's as simple as that, man. Sick of it. And let me ask the men this. Let me ask you this, fellas. Because I know the women are struggling on the dating scene. I know that. They'd be like, man, this shit's ghetto. It's trash out here. Men, how is dating for you? What's your experience? Like, how you looking at dating? Are you out here? Do you feel like it's trash? Are you out here in the struggle? You know what I'm saying? What's your perspective on dating? You know what I'm saying? Because women are vocal. They like, man, this is tough out here. And it's a lot of quality single women out here. But, you know, shit just ain't. It ain't going down like that. But I want to know from the men folk, how is dating for you on a scale of 1 to 10? What's it looking like? I want to know. I want in on that. G. Lowry says, all my single friends, both male and female, thinks it sucks. David Williams says, man, if my marriage ends, I don't want to be out in the dating world. I'm not a fan of what it looks like now. What does it look like now, David? What do you mean by now? What's different between now and then? Jay Thomas, if I was single, I don't think I'd make it out. I'll make it out here. Alrighty then, as a single man, I've lost a lot of faith in finding a traditional woman to marry. I'm trying to, but it's tough. You struggling to find a traditional? There's a lot of traditionals out here, from what I hear. Yeah, I'm interested in what defines that traditional. You know what I'm saying? 3 out of 10 did not recommend. The dating scene is absolutely two saxophones. Damn. I'm definitely curious as to what traditional means for you. Like what you're looking for. What you're looking for. Shout out to Kirk Franklin. LaToya say, I agree. If my marriage ends, I would not want to be out here in these streets. My single friends have a hard time dating. I haven't been in these single streets since 1997. It seems tough. Honestly, I'm just happy to be alive at this point. David says, so many surface level people. No one wants to be real. The representatives bet face forward facts too long, and you feel like if you were just upfront with how you were, we both wouldn't have wasted time. That's real. I see a lot of that. There's definitely a lot of that, Dave. People come in with that date face and that date approach, and it's like it's a facade. It's not the real interior of the house. And I strive for the transparency and the, you know, the openness. Now, what I struggle with is that I'm kind of guarded with people's business. So it's very hard for me to, like, I like to be open and upfront and stuff like that. But then at the same time, I'm protective of other people's business when it comes to, like, dating and who I'm talking to, who I'm seeing. It's like, y'all know I talk about everything that I'm going through, good or bad. But at the same time, be like, well, you know, I don't want to put people on blast. So even when it comes to conversations, I'll be like, you know, I'll just be kind of guarding people a little bit. But I'm trying to get better at, like, you know what I'm saying, communicating stuff like that. And like, but I'll be conflicted about opening up in terms of like telling that particular business, but like where I'll be standing and where I'm at, I'll be like blah 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 blah, running my little mouth. And I feel like people are scared to lose, and so they hide the true honesty, whether it be losing somebody they're interested in or like, you know, so they'd be scared. They'd be like, well, I don't want to be too honest and scare somebody away. I don't mind scaring people away. Sometimes I'll give information they ain't even asked for, and I'll be like, well, you know, I just wanted you to know. Like, I didn't ask that. Well, you know, I just wanted to be transparent. Sometimes I feel like I'm too transparent, but I would rather scare you away. At least you know the truth. And then if you do come back out the bushes that you just ran into, at least you know what it is. You know, I'd rather have it that way than the opposite, where I hit you with a bombshell later on when you're in too deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't tell me this, so I thought you knew. Yeah, so a lot of people are scared to be truly, like, upfront, transparent, for fear of judgment, for fear of rejection. They got all these different elements as to why. But David Williams says, I want a resilient relationship. I don't want someone to become self-centered and looking for ways to leave instead of ways to keep the fire burning. God McFly says, it's always good when you first start dating, going out on dates. The romance is top shelf. After 5 years, you ain't shit. Well, damn. All right. Well, okay. You know what I'm saying? I had to keep it real because I can't be pretending forever. And that's the thing. Like, how long you going to pretend? When that mask falling off, you catch somebody mask falling off, you're like, hey, what you doing? Oh, shit. What you? Hey. You scared me there. Like, no, man. What was that? Yeah, man. So if you're in the struggle, man, if it's a struggle bus out there, my heart is with you. My heart is with you. I'm sorry. And David says, that's what I see a lot now. People are doing more work looking for ways to leave than ways to stay and keep investing. I don't want to keep starting over and over and learning someone new over and over. Zakiya says, it's a lot of work I need to put into myself before I try to fall in love with another being. Okay. I want to feel happy and sane enough to be able to, you know, juggle a relationship in everyday life. That's fair, though. A lot of people, I see a lot of that. I see a lot of people that aren't even in love with themselves, and they're out here looking for love with another person. I'm just like, yo, you ain't even got your own feet together. You got to get your own feet together before you be out here trying to, you know. There was a girl that she wanted to be married. She was telling me, I want to be married. I want to be married. What's up? What's up? And she was very like, I could tell she was against the clock. It was like the clock was ticking. Every time I talked to her, I can hear tick, 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 tick in the background. I'm like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Take it easy. Nah, man, what's going on in the future? You know, marriage, this, that, and the third. And it was just like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, she ended up getting engaged recently. I'm just like, yeah, she wanted that marriage. She wanted that marriage, hook, line, and sinker, man. Let's get it. Yes. I'm just like, all right. You know, but for me, I like to take my sweet ass time. I'll be taking my sweet ass time. Or I might not. I might meet somebody and be like, let's get married tonight. I don't know. That's not really how I get down, but you never know. If you're not surprising yourself, are you really growing? If you don't surprise yourself out here, are you really growing? And, you know, sometimes it's good to surprise yourself. Like, I never would have thought. And then, you know. And some people, they always going to bring up examples of like a marriage that's, you know, lasted super long. They got married when they knew each other for 2 weeks. They still together. It's been 60 years. There's always going to be exceptions to the rule. Always. That's like those people that eat like shit and they 98 years old. My grandfather, see, y'all putting too much into this nutrition. My granddad eat fried cheese and steak every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and he smokes cigars every time he do it. He 98. So don't come in here telling me about the hell. It's always going to be an exception here or there. But overall, come on, man. Come on. You got to get off the bullshit sometimes. But I feel like the best thing to do when you're dating, when you're in the dating game, when you're in the dating space, the best thing to do is get yourself together. Work on yourself. Get your own feet together. Get your problems resolved within self. And then come into a relationship fully realized as an individual. Loving yourself, knowing yourself. That's the best way to be in the dating game. And you ain't got to be pressured to fix somebody else up either, man. You ain't signed up for that. You ain't signed up for that, man. I got to come in here and do a fixer-upper? Man, watch out. I got to buff your floors. I got to repaint. I got to pull out that old ass shower and put in a new one. Got to get rid of the murder curtain and install the doors. Your garage door don't even work, girl. Man, watch out. And women like, he cute, but you know that den is leaking. I had a nightmare last night that my roof was leaking. I was like, oh, it's leaking, and then I was like, wait, I'm tripping, and then I laid back down. That was like, yo, I'll be having nightmares, man. I'll be like, oh, but it'd be like, oh, the roof is leaking. Oh, all right. Because some people be having epic, like, nightmares, like the moon is coming towards Earth. Grab everything you can. Just epic shit. There'd be a zombie apocalypse, nuclear bombs going off, the alien invasion. It was aliens in our house, man. They was looking for us. We was hiding underneath the coffee table. My shit be basic as hell, man. My sprinklers aren't working. I can't get the sprinklers to kick in. And then what makes it a dream would be like, oh, it's sprinkling cranberry juice. And then I wake up. I'm like, man, I want some more exciting dreams. Man, my dreams is trash. Sick of it, man. I have a dream. I'm in chemistry class. Oh, I'm failing chemistry. Ha, ha. And I wake up in a cold sweat. I don't give a fuck about chemistry class. I want some good, robust, exciting, crazy dreams, man. I want to be running from the Raiders of the Lost Ark ball. I want to be fighting the praying mantis hand to hand. You know what I'm saying? I want Serene to show up in my dreams more. I got to step up my dreams, man. How I do that?
Have you ever had a lucid dream?
No. I can never get in on the lucid dream.
You can, like, train yourself to do it.
How?
There's ways. I've heard, like, if you draw, like, a dot on your hand before you go to bed and you're, like, looking at it and you know, like, okay, this is reality, this is reality. Then when you're in your dream, you try to look at your hand and you won't see it and then you'll know that there's no dot, so you're in the dream.
Really?
As I've heard.
You've never tried it?
I've never tried it.
You done lucid dream?
I don't really remember my dreams a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just wake up with the clean slate.
And I try not to remember them because they are wild.
So, see? You be having the wild.
I do.
I want the wild.
But they're exhausting. Oh, it's like you're living a whole nother life. You wake up and you're like, I didn't sleep at all. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. But you just woke up. Oh, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
But still, at least, you know, and not every night. I don't want dreams like that every night. But every now and then, man, give me something I can feel. Sick of these boring dreams. Filling out paperwork.
That's pretty bad.
That's not always, the paperwork.
Is it always something that, like, happened earlier in the day? Like, were you thinking about your roof?
No, I wouldn't. No. I wasn't remotely thinking about my roof. But last night, it was like I saw water leaking out the corner. I was like, oh, it's leaking. And then I was like, and something told me, wait, I'm dreaming. I lay back down. But I physically got up and reached. And what's the reaching for the leak going? What is this? Oh, go back to bed. But I want something, you know what I'm saying? Well, those dreams you don't want it to be a dream. You're like, man, that was a dream? Damn it. Let me go back in there.
Yeah.
I've tried to do that before. I wanted to go back in. I feel like I used to dream more, but now it's just sleep. But I know I am dreaming, I'm just not remembering.
Yeah.
I want to remember a little something. The falling dream. I do my best dreaming, though, when I doze off. Like, when I'm not going to bed, when, like, when I, you know, a quick cat nap, if you will, that's when I get the immediate dream. Where it just comes in quick.
You just have a really deep REM cycle when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Like if I'm, let's say it's like 2 p.m. and I'm sitting there watching something, and I doze off, then I'll be like, then midnight walks in with a human body and a cat head. Like, did you get the honey bunches of oats? Like, man, get off my back. And then I wake up. Oh my God. Like, that was a quick dream.
And a crazy one.
It was a crazy one. I'm like, now this is something I can get behind. But somebody told me when I did the Good Moms Bad Choices podcast, Mila told me she had me order, like, I forget what it's called, but you put it under your pillow and it's supposed to, like, enhance your dreaming. I have it in the room. I had it under my pillow and then there was some particles on the bed and I was like, man, I'm done with this. So but I don't know. Maybe I should try it again to see. I don't know. So I got into some hot water on my Instagram page because I answered the question about Spiritual Word posted a question from a woman that was asking men what bad cat felt like, coochie, if you will, what it felt like. And so I did a video on that, weighing in on my opinion of what bad coochie was like. And so, of course, comment section went crazy. It was mad comments in there. Last time I checked, it was like 6,000, probably 7,000 now. It was just going down. And men are just in there chiming in on what they considered, you know. And I was just giving my perspective. And some people was like, you know what I'm saying? Well, if it's dry, it's because of you. And I was just like, all right, it could be. Like, you know, I'm very, when it comes to sex, I'm humble, McGee. I'm just like, oh, you know, it could have been me. I don't know. But what I was saying was, you know, just giving my experience and my perspective on it. Somebody I followed for a long time, I'm actually a fan of, she was like, you know, you're hosting a playground for, you know, misogynists and, you know, men who hate women with this topic. And I was like, they gonna be in there. They gonna pull up, which they often do. Whether it be toxic men, men that don't like women, bigots, you know, homophobes, all kind of stuff that I post, it brings out like a particular demographic, and they talk shit in the comment section. So she was telling me about that, and I was like, you're not wrong. And essentially she was just like, you're putting this up and you're removing yourself from the problem, but you're providing a platform and a playground for them to play in the comment section. And but my original reason for posting that is just to give my perspective and also my interpretation of the question. And she was also like, it's dehumanizing, just talking about relegating people to just dick and pussy, basically. And I was just like, I hear you. But, you know, she wanted me to take it down, and I didn't. You know, I left it up there because, you know, I'm not relegated to, you know, removing a post based on how a whack demographic is going to carry it. If that's the case, I'd be taking down all kind of posts when I'm talking about racism in America, when I'm talking about politics, when I'm talking about any type of, you know, gay issue or whatever. It's going to bring out these people that are in there being disrespectful, talking shit and all that good stuff. So I don't really pull stuff down unless I specifically had a post targeting a specific person and, you know, I was disrespectful to them or, you know, stuff like that. How you gonna take it is how you gonna take it. So, but I noticed she unfollowed me and I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, damn it. So then, you know, and what I was going to get to eventually, because some people were making the argument like, well, you know, women talk about men's dicks all the time. And I was like, they do. And she was saying that's unhealthy as well. It's also dehumanizing on that front. And she doesn't condone that either. And I was just like, well, that's fair. And one thing about me, I try to be fair. And like, you know, I was already coming with the other side of that coin. Ladies, what is bad dick like? Dilk, as I like to call it. And comments went crazy. They went even crazier than the bad cat. So, but dudes was in there focused on the little piece that I added at the end where they were like, you know, cause I added in like, and gay men, you can weigh on this as well. What's bad dick like? And they like, man, they were hung up on that. Why are you asking this? Why you include this? Why you asking? Why you wanting that? And they was all up in their feelings on that. And I'm just like, bruh, man. Here's the thing about me when it comes to sex and sexual conversations. I'm not a TMI person. That's just not my wheelhouse. I don't really shut people down when we're talking sexually. That's not my. Even if my mom wanted to talk to me about sex, I'd be like, oh, really? Like, I'm not even shutting moms down, because if she wants to voice that, I'd be like, okay. She wouldn't, but or let it be my brother, my mom, whatever, my aunt, whoever. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, wow, this is crazy. Like, and I, you know, I can separate myself from the person and just be like, all right, let them get their little shit off. Let them express themselves. And so that's how I move in general. Like, so if a woman wants to talk about subpar dilk, I'll be listening. I'll be like, oh, that's what it feel like. Yeah, wet noodle. You know what I'm saying? limp lettuce. I'll be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women were saying, like, you know, it's like it didn't happen. I was like, oh, okay. And instead of men being in there taking adequate notes, gaining insight, you want to be like, man, why you include the gay? And so for me, even though I'm not into, you know, having sex with men. I don't watch man-on-man sex when I watch porn. I'm just not into it. But if my gay friends want to be like, hey, yo, Tone, man, I was with this dude the other night. I'll be like, man, fill me in. What happened? Mm-hmm. You know, we smashed. Y'all smashed? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let them get their shit off. I'm not going to be like, hey, TMI, man. Come on, man. Because I wouldn't do that to my boys when they talk about hooking up with a girl. I don't really shut people down in that sexual space. And I get it. Talking sexually is uncomfortable to a lot of people. But here's my thing. If you're uncomfortable with sexual conversations, scroll past the post. Don't comment. Don't like. You can just scroll past. You don't have to engage. That's what's got me confused. You don't have to engage. You don't have to participate. It's fine. I'm not judging people that are uncomfortable talking about sex. I'm not judging that. But when you picking and choosing what type, then I'm like, all right, man, watch out, man. You a tight ass. Look out. We over here chopping it up, whatever that may look like. And so I'm always for, you know, having those conversations. And because I can remove myself from the space of it. You know, so it was a lot going on in my comment section the past couple days. A lot cracking, a lot moving, a lot percolating. But one thing about me, you're not gonna tell me what to post. You're not gonna do this. It's not gonna end well for you. You're not gonna get what you want. I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So if I offended anyone, I apologize. And I can't, you know, I don't monitor my comment section to where I'm being a security guard to every dipshit in my comment section. The dipshit is going to dipshit, especially when it's a lot of traffic on a particular topic. 6,000 comments. I ain't got time to be in there like, hey, you're being disrespectful. Come here. I'm chasing people down in the comment section. Get him out of here. I ain't got that type of time, man. I usually post something, and then I might hang out in the comment section for like the first hour or two. Then I'm on to the next. I'm on to my next. And I wish y'all commented like this on Verbal Cardio. I wish y'all, you know what I'm saying, commented more on like, you know, my promo stuff. You know, stuff I'm trying to promote, you know. I wish y'all did that. I wish y'all was that vocal. I wish y'all engaged with that type of shit. A little bit more. That'd be great. Like when I'm promoting comedy shows and like, you know, my Patreon and my podcast. I just kind of wish, you know, that y'all was that vocal and that passionate, and, you know what I'm saying? And going back and forth. I wish y'all had that in you, you know. But you know, the one off when it really don't matter, when I'm just talking about, you know, bad cat and, you know, dilks. That's when y'all like, hey, food fight. We over here talking, man. It's a festival in here. Yeah. But, you know, when I post my little verbal cardio clips, it'd be like 19 comments. It'd be like 19, maybe 22 comments. And I'd be like, yo, click the link, y'all. It'd be like, man, get the fuck on, tell them. Oh, okay. All right. Say, all right. You know, it's cool. So I wish y'all had that type of energy for the stuff I'm trying to promote. You know, stuff that could actually contribute to my livelihood, you know, because, you know, talking about dilks and, you know, bad coochie, it's not really contributing to my livelihood. It's just stuff. Just putting that out there, you know what I mean? Just wanted to say that. I think I've addressed all the topics I wanted to address on this particular episode of Verbal Cardio. We're going to do Memory Lane next week. I don't know what year it's going to be, but we're going to do another Memory Lane. It's probably going to be like, I'll probably go back to the 90s again. It might be 2000 something. I don't know. What will the next? Oh, so check this out. So I did an album battle on my Patreon. Instead of a movie night, I did a music night, and I did Midnight Marauders versus Low End Theory, Tribe Called Quest versus. And it was fun, man. Like, I've done it before on TikTok where I did Doggy Style versus The Chronic. And I want to open it up to more people. But it was fun, man. And it was like, so we sat in there and we voted on, we did track for track, Low End versus Midnight Marauders, track for track. And Midnight Marauders ended up winning. It was a close battle. Midnight Marauders came out on top. But it was fun, man. And I liked it when we did Doggy Style versus The Chronic. And it was just like, I really like doing stuff like that. So I would love to have another music night. We can battle again. Jodeci versus Boyz II Men. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So stay on the lookout for that, Patron Saints. Stay on the lookout for that. It was a good time. It was great, actually. But it'll be more of that. Don't forget to pull up on everything, man. Ball Brothers. Me and Kev are going to record some new episodes of Ball Brothers. We're working on next week. We're trying to sort out the schedule now. Thank y'all for continuing to tune in to Daddy Issues. You know, new episodes for that drop every Thursday. Verbal Cardio every Wednesday. Spread the word, man. Get the word out. You know, engage. You know what I'm saying? Comment, like, share. All of that is very beneficial. I drop new Verbal Cardio episodes every Wednesday morning. So get in there, and, you know what I'm saying? Set your whatevers so you know what I'm saying? Run them numbers up. Run them numbers up. I need the numbers, y'all. I'm trying to make Verbal Cardio huge so it'd be like, you know, a big-ass podcast. I want like a Theo Von type situation. Just a big-ass podcast. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? But I don't know. Game night, you say? Yeah, we overdue for a game night, Mish. We overdue. More series recap? Say less. I got to recap Supercell, so I'll probably do that next episode, too. Remind me, though. I want to do a recap of Supercell. I kind of want to do, like, a loose recap of House of Dragon. And I'm doing two new movie reviews this week. I'm doing Trap. M. Night Shyamalan's Trap, and I'm doing also Borderlands. So that's going on as well. Anyway, if y'all are in the L.A. area, Ball Brothers show is August 19th at Flappers Comedy Club. The following Monday, August 26th, Tony Baker and Friends returns. Please pull up. Would love to have you. And thank y'all for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.